12. These environmentally friendly products and state-of-the-art equipment offering a variety of services such as dry cleaning, leather cleaning, area rug cleaning, and garment alterations. More information at 707-938-2327 or at offbroadwaycleaners.com.
And now back to Jason and Good Vibes at 5.
Yep, I am back. I am Jason Giesel, and this is Good Vibes at 5. Now, who's that with me?
It's Santa Claus, of course.
And Mrs. Claus, and we brought Elf Jingles.
Yeah.
Jingles, who takes care of most of the factory, so Mrs. Claus and I can focus on what I take care of, the naughty and nicest, with Mrs. Claus making sure she helps me check it over, and then Mrs. Claus, of course, is baking away, making tons and tons of sugar cookies and gingerbread and things like that.
So much very tasty. Frosting. I always love the snacks. You know, you spend a fair amount of time in malls, don't you, Santa?
Absolutely. Well, yes. I have some folks who work for me as well. So part of Santa Claus is I just can't sadly be everywhere all at once, so I have to have people who work for me, and I've licensed out my clothing and things like this, and they give us information, pass it on to special elves who bring it up to Santa Claus.
But when you go yourself, what's your favorite snack at the mall?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he eats too many of those warm pretzels. Mrs. Fields cookies back in the day.
Those are good. Those are hard to find these days.
They're retro, don't you think?
Very, very hard to find, but that was good. But also, because North Pole is so cold, I like cold things, too. So those Dairy Queens, I like those as well.
Those are nice.
Very, very good. And sometimes there's a Mrs. C's candy in the mall, and that
Mrs.
makes
Claus
Santa.
Mrs. Claus likes C's candy,
that makes Santa so very
delicious.
Coffee and
very
shoes.
Cool. We have another caller. This is Kiara. Hello, Kiara. You're on KSVY.
Merry Christmas. Tell me, Kiara, how old are you?
I'm 10.
That's wonderful, Kiara. Tell me, where do you go to school at?
Gravenstein Elementary School.
Oh.
Named for the apples. Yes. Really good apples.
Very, very good apples. So tell me, Kiara, have you been good this year?
Yeah.
Do you do your homework at night?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Well, good girl.
That's fabulous. What kind of homework are you working on?
Math.
Oh, ooh, Mrs. Claus doesn't like math very much. Jingles is good at math.
I believe math, though, is most important. Depends on your teacher. You have to have a good math teacher in order to enjoy math, I think, right there. Do you have anyone around your house, Kiara, who can help you with your math?
My mom's an eighth grade math teacher.
Oh, well, you're so lucky.
Well, my goodness, right there. Jingles, what do you think? Do you remember your eighth grade math teacher?
Yeah, I do.
I remember you talking about them. Weren't they wonderful?
Yes, they were.
Do you know math then from eighth grade?
Yes.
What's the highest math that you know, Jingles? What can you do? Do you subtract? That's where Mrs. Claus is not so good.
Yes,
I can multiply. Do you do geometry?
Yeah. A little bit. I know slope.
What's slope?
Oh, my goodness.
Like graphing.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Kiara is saying, but wait a second. I don't want to think about math anymore.
Kiara.
I know,
thank
Kiara.
You for calling.
Sorry, Kiara. Don't tell me, Kiara. What would you like to have for Christmas this year?
A dot kit.
A dot kit? Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds wonderful. Is there a specific kind of dot kit you would like?
It has, a number. I dropped it.
Uh-oh. 1 sec. Okay, it's no problem.
Well, Jingles, can you tell me what a dot kit is? I don't know. Or maybe Kiara can.
Yes.
It's Legos.
Oh!
The Lego dot kit. Legos. Oh, my goodness. Now, Jingles, do we have those off in the factory?
Yes, we have a ton of them. We've been steamrolling them all year long.
Okay.
It's dot kit number 41952.
Well, so specific.
1952. two.
How did she get access to your inventory numbers?
Obviously, Kiara's very smart.
I mean, yo, Kiara, I believe Kiara's a very, very smart girl. Now, tell me, Kiara, are you good? Do you help out around the house?
Yeah.
Now, if I remember from previous years, Kiara, don't you have a little sister as well?
Yeah.
And are you nice to her?
Sometimes.
Well, honesty is good.
We like the honesty. And do you practice your saxophone all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Kiara, if you keep on being a good girl, work on your math, take care of your practicing, help out around the house, and be nice to your little sister, Santa will make sure there's something very special under the tree for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Kiara, and keep being a great student.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, Kiara.
Bye. We have lines open to talk to Santa if anyone wants to call. 707-933-9133. I say this all the time and then forgot right there. 707-933-9133.
Maybe you need to have a list as well. Maybe Mrs. Claus can help you with the spreadsheet. To keep a list together.
And it's, oh, no, it's not on the wall. Yeah, there it is, up on the wall. Anyway, why don't we play a song while we wait for anyone to give us a call?
Wonderful.
How about Paul McCartney?
Oh, what a wonderful Christmas time.
Exactly. KSBY Sonoma.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. We're here tonight. Oh, that's
Little Paul McCartney here on Good Vibes at 5, your Tuesday night guys at 5. Special guest Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Jingles tonight, and we are taking your calls. 707-933-9133 if you want to talk to Santa. He's here. And he's here at the courtesy with the help of Republic of Thrift.
The best thrift store in Sonoma
Wonderful
County, hands
store.
Down.
17496 Highway 12 up in the Springs. Their mission is to provide their customers with affordable prices and a great shopping experience while benefiting local public school fundraising efforts through the sale of donated secondhand merchandise. For information, you can call 707-933-9850 or visit their website, republicofthrift.com. You ever stop in there, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was just last year when we flew down here for this show itself, and Jingles had forgotten his coat.
Oh, I remember, yes.
And
yes.
It was one of those cold, cold Sonoma nights, and so we had to dig Jingles right over to the Republic of Thrift, and we found multiple coats. We even found a few Christmas gifts for people there as well that helped check off a few things from our list.
Right, things you might have forgotten or that fell off the sled. Does that ever happen? Things ever fall out the sled?
Oh, sometimes they do, and we're moving too fast.
Sometimes right there. Sometimes when I'm trying to hold the reins with one hand and have a hot cup of cocoa in the other hand, and then I have a handful of candy canes in that hand where I'm holding the reins.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to reach the cookies in my pocket.
I knew you were going to say that.
And even with Rudolph out there leading you, huh?
Despite all of that, every once in a while, something will fall out, and the sleigh will move too much, and the bag will fall, and it's a big mess.
Turbulence.
Speaking of Rudolph, you know the song goes that he came out when it was foggy. If you know there's no fog, does he get the year off, or does he come out every year anyway?
Well, now, remember, we go all around the world in one night, and we hit fog, and we hit clouds, and we hit things.
Sleet,
snow,
wind.
Everywhere we go, every kind of weather we go through, we hit on those evenings. So it's
pretty good to have him every year.
You know what? No matter what, just having Rudolph, you feel a little bit better just having Rudolph, right, Mrs. Claus?
Yes,
absolutely.
He's so experienced, and he's got such a wonderful heart. Now, when we go to Republic of Thrift now and then, we just love that Jeanette is the owner.
Oh,
then
Jeanette.
She donates money to schools. No one else does that.
No, there's. I don't think
no
there's.
No one else does that.
I don't think there's anywhere else I've heard of that donates their profits right back to the school.
Yes.
So if you go in there, you spend your money, you know it's going to go help support the kids, and you usually get something very, very nice. They have such wonderful merchandise.
They do have
store.
Nice stuff in there. Cool. We have another caller. You ready?
Fabulous.
This is Teddy. Hey, Teddy, you're on KSVY.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Teddy.
Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Ho, 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 Teddy. Tell me, Teddy, how old are you?
Five.
Oh, kindergarten, nice. Teddy?
Almost. Pre-K.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-K.
Exciting.
That's
exciting.
Wonderful there. So, Teddy, do you go to pre-K to a school?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go?
St. Basil's.
Oh, St. Basil's. What a very, very nice school that is. Santa's flown over that many times on Christmas Eve. So tell me, Teddy, do you work hard in school?
Do you work hard in school? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And now, do you help out around the house?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to dinner time, this is always an important question for Santa. Do you eat all your vegetables?
Do you eat your vegetables?
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good boy.
That's so important. Now, again, it's so funny because Santa doesn't eat his vegetables, but it's important
that
people
do. I didn't
want
to say it myself, and I'm glad you did instead. Yes, you need to eat more vegetables. Teddy, tell Santa he needs to eat just a little bit more vegetables.
Hey, you know... Oh, yeah, and we know Uncle George. He said you would know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Miss. Oh, Uncle George. Oh, my goodness. Right there from Novato. What a wonderful, wonderful man he is there. Yes, yes. PE teacher, I believe.
The
smartest of all teachers, because he has to do the same. He gets paid the same amount as everybody else, but he is able to play games with the kids every single day.
Oh, that's Santa's version. All right.
And which is more amazing because I believe he went to Novato High School, which makes it even more amazing as well. There, so. So tell me, Teddy, what would you like to have for Christmas this year?
An excavator.
An excavator? Now, wait. Now, Teddy, we need to double check something here. What size excavator are you looking for? Are you looking for a Tonka-sized excavator or a full-size excavator?
Big size.
Oh, well, my goodness there, Teddy. So, oh, this is definitely one that we'll have to go and check in with our both your mom and dad to make sure that that is okay right there. But we can see what we can do. Is there anything else besides an excavator that you would like for Christmas this year?
A truck.
A truck. What color truck would you like?
A black truck.
Oh, just like your Uncle George's truck, right? Oh, Santa, remember, Santa sees everything.
Yes, he does, apparently.
Tell me, Jingles, do we have any excavators in our heavy machinery section of the factory?
Yes, Santa.
Oh, what's fabulous there. Now, oh, by the way, I meant to ask you, Teddy, what color did you want, a yellow one or an orange one?
Yellow.
Fabulous there. And a black truck as well. All right, Teddy, is there anything else you would like for Christmas this year?
Cookies?
Oh, cookies. I think we can definitely help out with some cookies. Now, Mrs. Claus, this is your area right here.
I prefer sugar cookies with frosting. Now, that's my favorite. What's yours?
What's your favorite cookie?
Cinnamon.
Mmm. Okay, like snickerdoodle cinnamon or something else?
Snickerdoodles.
Yum.
That's wonderful there. Wonderful. All right, well, Teddy, it sounds like you're a very, very good boy. It sounds like you're someone who helps out around the house. Tries very, very hard in school. And if you keep doing what you're doing, Santa's going to make sure you find something very, very, very special underneath the tree this year. All right?
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, Teddy, Merry Christmas to you, okay? And please wish your Uncle George a Merry Christmas as well from Santa Claus.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, bye, Teddy.
Thanks for calling. So, yeah, we have room for some more calls here if you want to talk to Santa. 707-933-9133. William is next here. Let's see. There we go. Hey, William, you're on KSVY.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, William.
How are you, Santa?
I'm wonderful tonight. Thank you for hearing the beautiful town of Sonoma. I was able to stop in the Republic of Thrift on my way here to pick up a few nice things, and now I'm on the radio with you. And tell me, William, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, 15 years old.
Sophomore?
Yeah.
What school do you go to, William?
Rancho over in Roanoke Park.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful there, William. So tell me, do you help out around the house?
A good bit.
I wonder what that means, but all right.
Do you do all your chores?
You could say that.
He's got an honest streak.
Hold on, Jingles has a question.
Do you do your homework?
All of it. I've got straight A's in every class.
Now remember, Santa knows when you've been naughty or nice and maybe not always telling the truth there, William,
oh,
all right? I'm checking my papers real quick. Hold on. Oh, I'm just checking.
Here we go.
William, no. So tell me, William, but despite all that, what would you like to have for Christmas this year?
A 3D printer.
Well, is that a parental question that we must
we definitely can check in with all a parent right on that one just to make sure. But tell me, Jingles, do we have 3D printers in stock?
Yes. What type?
I don't know.
All right. Well, a 3D printer. I don't know 3D printer. I'm sure we have an I don't know brand 3D printer in stock.
I think he said I don't know. I think it was. I don't know.
It could
yeah,
be.
I think so.
So tell me there, William. Is there anything else you'd like to find underneath your tree this year?
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, that seems like a pretty simple thing, right there. Now, William, I want to make sure that you keep on doing your homework, all of it. I want to make sure you get good grades in school. Most importantly, you need to be nice to your mother and father. You need to be very, very kind to your mother and father, all right?
We'll see what I'll see what I can do.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
That's a little noncommittal.
And also, you need to be nice. And you have a little brother as well, correct?
I think so.
Did you lose him? Is he under? What happened? I think so.
I'm nowhere. I don't know where he is right now.
All right. Well, you're not your brother's keeper, but when you find him, be nice to him.
You never ever know where your brother could be. You never know what he could be doing at this very moment. All right. Well, William, I want you to keep on doing what you should do. And if you do that, Santo, make sure you find something very, very nice under the Christmas tree.
Okay, thank you, Santa.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
And we're ready to take more calls, 707-933-9133. Before that, we've got a little break to hear from all of our sponsors here at KSVY. So we'll be back in a couple of, not seconds, it's like 2 minutes.
You've been listening to the Good Vibes at 5 show with your host, Jason Gieselin. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327 or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com. Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
El apoyo proviene de la Iniciativa de Seguridad del Área Urbana de la Bahía. Se ofrecerá un taller gratuito de radios GMRS donde se pueden aprender los conceptos básicos y conocer a la comunidad de los radios GMRS. Será el 3 de diciembre a las 6 de la tarde en el Centro de Servicios del Este del Condado y el 6 de diciembre a las 10 de la mañana en la Escuela El Verano. Más información en socoemergency.org.
This Health Moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Our life is essentially the sum of our habits. What habits would you like to stop doing? What habits would you like to start? Make a short, realistic list. It takes about a month of consistent effort to adopt a new habit, so keep trying. As you successfully integrate wellness into your lifestyle, you will begin to feel the difference, if only slowly at first.
By the Bay Health brings you the 40th annual Lights of Remembrance, Sunday, December 7th at the Sonoma Plaza in downtown Sonoma. Gather with our community to celebrate four decades of remembrance as we honor the cherished friends and family who have been lights in our lives. The heartfelt ceremony will feature comforting messages of hope and healing, community candle lighting, live music, and moments of reflection, along with complimentary hot apple cider. That's Sunday, December 7th from 6 to 7 o'clock at the Plaza in downtown Sonoma. The 40th annual Lights of Remembrance. Honor a loved one. Donate a tribute light in memory or in honor of someone special. Visit buythebayhealth.org/lights-donate.
And now back to Jason and Good Vibes at 5.
Hey kids, Curly and Curly are here, and we're in the studio at KSVY with You Know Who.
Ho, ho, ho!
If you want to talk to Santa Claus, call 707-933-9133, and you can talk to him right now.
I'm waiting for your calls, kids.
Here we go. And in the meantime, how about a song for his cute reindeer?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down history, you'll go down history, you'll go down in history.
That was Curly and Curlier with a little holiday song for us here on KSVY.
Just what I love hearing Christmas songs, especially, you know, we hear all the regular ones on the radio all the time, but hearing local people.
That one was custom recorded just for this show.
Oh, wonderful.
Just for your visit. Santa is here, by the way, and Mrs. Claus and Jingles. And you can call them 707-933-9133.
I so love talking to the boys and girls, don't you, Mrs.
Claus?
It's
wonderful. Yeah. KSVY is such a wonderful station, and they're so giving, and they do so much for the community.
We are.
We travel everywhere. We travel all over the United States and all over the world, and there's so very few places that have things like KSVY. How
so
lucky.
So few places.
That's true. And
so special.
How lucky to have a place like in Sonoma Valley to have a place like this. It so fits with what Sonoma Valley believes in, don't you think so?
Yes, they have so many nonprofits. They do so much work for the community. It's wonderful.
And to have different voices come on the radio is just fabulous as well.
And it's all done because people give us things.
What?
You give things all the time, Santa, but today is nationwide. It's a charity event called the Day of Giving. And we're asking people flat out for money. I don't like to soften it.
But I think when it's something as important as things like KSVY, there's nothing, you should not feel embarrassed at all. I think this is something that hopefully the community understands how important it is.
So we had an amazing anonymous donor who matched a fundraising thing we did this morning. If we raised $5,000 in 4 hours, this amazing donor was going to match it. And guess what? We did.
Wow.
So we've got
$10,000
in the bank. So for all the kinds of things we need, like this board that I'm using to put the calls and everything on the air, it's pretty sad. It needs some help. You don't have any, do you, Santa?
I was going to say, now what kind of – you call it a mixing board?
Mixing board. It's called Audio Arts is the brand, but any brand would be good.
Now, Jingles, do we have any mixing boards in the factory?
No, Santa, I don't think we do.
Sonoma Valley, that means that Santa can't come through with a mixing board, so we need to get your help out there to help the people, the radio station KSVY to get it, because that mixing board, again, Santa likes things that are old, but
that's beyond
pretty
retro.
Old, right?
From the 80s, maybe? I don't know my mixing boards, but it looks very old.
It's mid-80s, I think, anything you can do will help us, folks, at KSVY.org. Yeah. There's a little blue Donate Now button.
I mean, because there's things that are retro, and there's things that are vintage, and then there's things that are old. And I think I look at this and I would say it's a little bit old.
It's a little tired, as they say.
It is. Come on, Sonoma Valley. You can help out with that.
Absolutely. That would be great. You can also stop by. We're here till 7 if you wanted to stop by and hand us over a donation. We'd appreciate that. 680 West Napa Street. Or mail it, and thanks so much.
That would be wonderful. You just have to look for the sleigh on top of the roof.
That's right.
And that's where you find where you are.
Did you leave the lights on? Because they're
always lights on.
Always. We're exactly. Very festive. Exactly. And the jingle, and no matter what, the jingle, we can find the jingle bells anywhere, no matter whether it's raining, sleeting, snowing, foggy,
windy.
Absolutely.
We can find whatever. And those reindeer. Now, Jingles, Now, I know at that last break, I'd ask you to go up and give the reindeer a bunch of carrots. Did we take care of that?
Yes, Santa, they love them.
Did they? Are they okay? And are they ready? Because in just a little bit, we have to head right back up to the North Pole and to our factory.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
They're very ready.
That's great, great, great color add in there. Thank you so much.
And if you need some more, we can you can still stop by any of our number of markets here in town.
I was going to exactly. Yes, exactly.
And if anyone wants to call and talk to Santa or Mrs. Claus or Jingles, I guess you could want to talk to me, but I don't know, 707-933-9133, and we'll get you on the air in a minute or two.
There's nothing better than, again, talking to boys and girls in towns like Sonoma about what they'd like to have for Christmas.
So wonderful. Nothing so wonderful.
Nothing I'd agree more with.
Yes.
There we go. Jingles
while we're waiting, should we play a song?
That would be wonderful. Now, remember, if you want to call, 707-933-9133.
That's it. What do we want to play here?
Oh, I do have anything with my name in it? I don't like to sound full of myself, but I'd like to hear things. I'd like to hear my name.
Well, I have a nickname for you. How about that?
Okay.
Beach Boys.
Oh, Little Saint Nick.
Oh. KSBY Sonoma.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Gets cold. There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
Just the little bobsled we call Little Saint Nick. But she'll walk a toboggan with the four-speed stick. She's candy apple red.
No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the Little Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Okay. happiness, 'cause love is in the air. And all the love will show, 'cause everybody knows it's Christmas time and all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the family.
Wonderful feeling.
Oh yeah.
Listening to the Good Vibes at 5 show with your host, Jason Giesling. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327 or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com.
KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM is thrilled to share the news. With your help, we met our $5,000 Giving Tuesday challenge. Thank you to everyone who showed up, called up, tuned in, and lifted us over the line. But our work here is far from done. That challenge gave us escape velocity. Now we're headed to the stars, and with your help, we can get there together. Our end-of-year goal is $35,000. Funding local media that informs, connects, and strengthens Sonoma. If you missed Giving Tuesday, or if you're feeling inspired to keep that momentum alive, hey, we're certainly not going to stop you. Contribute at ksby.org, or you can send a check to 680 West Napa Street, Sonoma. Help us chart the course for the future. Help us keep local media thriving. We are your voices of the valley.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
El apoyo proviene de la Iniciativa de Seguridad del Área Urbana de la Bahía. Se ofrecerá un taller gratuito de radios GMRS donde se pueden aprender los conceptos básicos y conocer a la comunidad de los radios GMRS. Será el 3 de diciembre a las 6 de la tarde en el Centro de Servicios del Este del Condado y el 6 de diciembre a las 10 de la mañana en la Escuela El Verano. Más información en socoemergency.org.
This Health Moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Learning to flip your thoughts can have a profound impact on your health and well-being. The simplest way is through a positive affirmation that flips the thought from a negative to a positive. For example, when faced with chores, instead of saying, "I don't want to clean the house," say, "I like living in a clean house." When getting up the motivation to exercise, instead of saying, "I'm too tired to exercise today," say, "I feel more alert and energetic when I exercise." Positive affirmations help us change our negative attitudes into positive ones.
I hate Christmas.
Well then, Sonoma Arts Live presents Scrooge the Musical on stage at Andrews Hall, December 5th through the 21st. Scrooge the Musical, a lively, fun-filled retelling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Ebenezer Scrooge, a lonely old miser who hates Christmas, is visited by three friendly spirits on Christmas night. Each ghost takes Scrooge on a journey through his past, his present, and his future. And by the end of his fantastic journey, Scrooge realizes that he cannot live life full of spite and loathing. He is transformed in a celebration of the human spirit into a generous, happy old man. Directed by Larry Williams, Scrooge the Musical is brought to you by Sonoma Arts Live and presented by arrangement with Concord Theatricals. On stage at Andrews Hall, December 5th through the 21st at Sonoma Community Center. For more information, visit sonomaartslive.org or concordtheatricals.com.
And now back to Jason and Good Vibes at 5.
That's true. We are back. I am Jason Gieslin with Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Jingles tonight. I don't normally have guests, but...
You do tonight.
Here they are.
Far away place.
Indeed.
Lucky you.
We have another caller on the phone line.
Oh, fabulous.
This is Marcos. Good afternoon, Marcos. How are you?
Hello, Marcos. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa.
Oh. How old are you?
I am 10.
10?
Well, wonderful. Tell me, Marcos, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Prestwood Elementary.
Another fabulous Prestwood Panther. I heard just recently that you had a wonderful float in the parade the other night. Is that correct?
Yep.
Awesome. And now, at 10 years old, what grade would that be? Is that fourth or fifth?
Course.
Wonderful. Ho, ho, ho. So tell me, have you been a good boy this year?
Yeah.
Do you help out around the house?
Yeah.
Do you try hard in school?
Yeah.
Do you eat all your vegetables?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Santa, did you hear that? Santa should, too.
If I was as enthusiastic about everything as Marcos was, I'm sure I would as well.
You could work on that, anyway.
By the way, isn't Marcos such a well-spoken young person?
He is. I noticed that immediately.
Wonderful. Jingles, you could take some lessons from Marcos over there.
Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I probably could, Santa.
You're comparing now, Santa.
So tell me, Marcos, do you have anything special you would like to have Jingles put on our sleigh for you this year?
So here's a couple of the things on my wish list that I want.
All right, let me make sure Mrs. Claus has her pen handy.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, so the Durburger Lego restaurant.
Oh, my.
Okay, so the burger Lego restaurant?
Yes, the Fortnite Lego Durburger restaurant.
My goodness. You know what? I believe I just saw some of those boxes come off of the assembly line the other day, didn't we, Jingles?
Yes, Santa.
All right, so we have plenty of those in stock, right?
Yes.
All right. What else would you like?
If it comes out before Christmas, it's the Minecraft zombie mob spawner.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds serious.
That sounds very, yes. very serious. That's okay. Now, is that another Lego set?
Yes.
Now, tell me, do you have more Fortnite Legos or Minecraft Legos?
I also have a Marvel Lego set. It's the... Mysterio of Daily Bugle Battle set. It's a new one coming out.
Oh, that's so cool right there. So which is, out of all the different kinds, out of all the different Lego brands, what Lego sets brands do you like the best?
I'd say either Ninjago or Marvel.
All right. Very, very cool right there. Is there anything else you'd like to find underneath the Christmas tree this year?
Yes. 50,000 Robux.
What kind of robots? Little robots? That's a lot of them.
I think he might have said Roblox.
Oh, Mrs. Claus, yeah. I think that's very well.
Now, tell me, Jingles. I've heard you elves chatting about around the hot cocoa cooler. I've heard you talk about these Roblox games right here. What is that?
I think you're talking about Robux.
Okay.
Which is like the currency that you use inside Roblox.
Okay, so do we have some of this currency around the factory?
Yes, I think we do.
Now you and Naughty Elves haven't been using all of it, have you?
No, Santa, we have not.
Okay.
Good boy.
Have you wrapped those? Do they fit in a big box or?
They're like gift cards.
But you could still wrap them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We wrap everything.
I can't imagine how much wrapping you must do.
Oh, the wrapping paper is just out of control. Tell me, Marco, so we have some Lego sets and we have some Robux. Is there anything else you'd like to have for Christmas this year?
Also 50,000 V-Bucks because I just downloaded Fortnite and it'd be really fun to get some more stuff.
All right, 50,000 and 50,000. All right, I think we can't promise to give all of those, but you never know what Santa might leave underneath your Christmas tree. So is there anything else that you would like for Christmas this year?
The 4-pack fish stick set. It's a Fortnite action figure set that I've been really wanting.
All right. Well, you know what? Again, Santa's going to do everything he possibly can. Now, the thing is, though, you have to remember, you need to help out around the house. You need to do your chores. You need to try very, very hard in school. And if you do all those things, Santa Claus will make sure we leave something very, very, very special under the tree. Right, Mrs. Claus?
Yes, that's right. And you sound like a wonderful young boy.
All right, Jingles, did we get all that list down?
Yes, Santa.
All right, well, let's make sure we load up something because Marcos is so well-spoken and so nice. Let's make sure we give something very, very special to him underneath that tree. All right, Marcos, Merry Christmas.
Farewell, Santa. Oh.
Thanks for calling.
Oh.
Let's play one more quick little song from our friends Curly and Curlier.
There you go.
And then I see another call coming up. It's just not ready yet.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, kids, it's almost Christmas time. Hey, kids, Hanukkah candles will shine. Santa's here to say hi. Call right now. KSVY
707-933-9133. We're back. KSVY Sonoma, 91.3 FM.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and
hang on. This cocoa is so good.
We have some notes coming in about, I'm not sure. I'm going to hang on a second. We're going to have a song soon. But, you know, I have another question for you.
Yes.
I know you have to do your work while people are asleep. So do you have a time you recommend everyone go to bed? And even more important, how early should they get up? Not real early, right?
Not real
early.
They need to stay away from the trees to give parents and everybody else a little break. And everyone goes to the tree together. It's a whole thing.
It absolutely is. And I think as far as going to bed at night, I think that's really up to the Santa Claus trusts our parents so much out there that the parents really can decide. But earlier is always better. Because I know that mom and dad, when it comes to Christmas, are very, very tired,
so busy.
So I think they could have a nice early night in bed as well. But then again, and let everybody sleep in the morning and then get up all together.
Yes.
To celebrate
Christmas.
Everyone
must be together.
Absolutely.
Children don't go without the parents.
No.
Or the adults.
Perfect.
No.
Oh, here we go. Our next call is ready.
Okay.
It's another double call. Pauline. Whoops. Let's push this first. Pauline and Cassidy. Hello. You're with Santa on KSVY.
Are we talking to Santa Claus?
He's here.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. How are you tonight?
We're good. This is Polly and the Chicken, and I'm often a guest on the Curly and Curly Hair Kids Show. And I just wanted to say hi to Santa Claus, and I'm here with my friend Cassidy. She's a girl, not a chicken.
So Santa so appreciates you letting us know that there. So tell me, Cassidy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So Cassidy, how old are you?
4 and a half.
4 and a half. Oh my goodness. So tell me, do you go to school yet?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
TK.
Oh my. That's.
She goes to Sasserini.
That's wonderful. Sasserini right there. A proud Sasserini Seahawk. I love it so very, very much.
Santa knows so many things.
Oh, when you travel around the world every single year and get to see everything, you learn all the things, especially about a town as wonderful as Sonoma, that's for sure. So tell me, Cassidy, do you help out around the house?
Yeah.
Do you listen to your mom and dad?
You have to say yes. He can't.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you eat all your vegetables at dinner time?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The reindeer may have heard you say that. They get very excited at the sound of carrots.
They do.
Oh my goodness. Now tell me there. Tell me, Cassidy, what would you like to have for Christmas this year?
I want a Chelsea
dollhouse
and a mini dollhouse.
Oh, fun!
Oh, a dollhouse. That sounds wonderful. Now, when you are they two different sizes of dollhouses?
A medium.
Okay, medium and small. Now, do you need dolls to go inside these dollhouses?
Yeah.
All right, and now do the dollhouses come with furniture? Do you need furniture as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like furniture. Jingles, write that down.
Yes.
All right. So tell me there, Jingles. I know there's been a lot of dollhouses built. Do we still have some that aren't taken up yet?
Of course, Santa.
That's wonderful. So, Cassidy, is there anything else you'd like to have for Christmas this year?
Her grandpa says she should ask for cookies
because
he likes cookies.
Cookies? Well, we can do cookies. Cookies are our friend. We love cookies. What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, of course. Chocolate chip.
Delicious.
So yum. Good. Some of my favorites.
Yeah, this is Pauline, and I have something I want for Christmas.
Well, Pauline, tell me, would you like a new roost, or would you like some chicken scratch, or maybe a new feeder? What would you like for Christmas this year?
I heard someone calling earlier, and she said that she wanted a boyfriend. And it made me kind of start thinking about that, and I wondered if maybe you know any single roosters in town that might like me.
Oh, well, we can look into that.
Wait till I'm done.
Well, now again, when we're flying out tonight, which is just a few minutes away,
yes.
There's a lot of coops around town, and especially as we're going out, and we'll take a look and see what we can do, and maybe there's a nice rooster out there who's looking for someone to crow to.
Make sure it's not a duck. I have a lot of duck friends, but I'm not interested in ducks.
Santa understands that. Santa sees a lot of ducks himself, and I can understand why a chicken would not be interested in a duck.
Yeah, yeah. Kathy, did you have one more thing you wanted to say? I'm a coloring
sack. Oh, I love coloring. How fun. What kind?
Mini.
A mini cup. Okay, I think we can definitely do that right there. Jingles, do we have one of those in stock?
Yes, Santa, of course we do.
Well, that's fabulous. Now, Cassidy and Pauline, I want to make sure that you are both good, that you help out around the house, that you eat your vegetables. But I know for Pauline, it's not hard because chicken loves their vegetables.
Mm, yes.
And if you do all that, Santa Claus will make sure you have something very, very special underneath the tree this year, all right?
Okay.
All right, Merry Christmas!
Bye, thanks for calling.
Oh my goodness, Mrs. Claus, you know what? I'm just checking the time, and we have so much to do. We only have 3 weeks till Christmas Eve.
I know
I think
it.
We're going to have to say goodbye to KSVY until next year.
We are.
You're
let's,
right.
Let's thank our friends at Republic of Thrift one more time, though. Up there on the highway in Boyce Springs, they have a secondhand goods, and all the proceeds go to schools here in town. Great stuff, republicofthrift.com. Thank you very much to Jeanette.
And Jeanette is always on the good list.
She's always wonderful.
She's always on the nice list.
She deserves to be, doesn't she?
And that's it. It's time for you to go.
Oh, no. I just wish I could stay longer. Thank you so much for having us.
We'll be back in 3 weeks, flying.
Well, I'll be back this weekend for the events as well around town, too.
That's true.
But our big night, of course, is just 3 weeks away.
Yes, so exciting.
Great. Thanks for stopping in, Santa and Mrs. Claus. Jingles.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas.
Big Fish is next here on KSVY.
FM is thrilled to share the news with your help. We met our $5,000 Giving Tuesday challenge. Thank you to everyone who showed up, called up, tuned in, and lifted us over the line. But our work here is far from done. That challenge gave us escape velocity. Now we're headed to the stars, and with your help, we can get there together. Our end of year goal is $35,000, funding local media media that informs, connects, and strengthens Sonoma. If you missed Giving Tuesday, or if you're feeling inspired to keep that momentum alive, hey, we're certainly not going to stop you. Contribute at ksby.org, or you can send a check to 680 West Napa Street, Sonoma. Help us chart the course for the future. Help us keep local media thriving. We are your voices of the valley.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Support comes from the